to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Hey, Hillary got in a shouting match on Capitol Hill at a luncheon with one of my own personal enemies, Senator Russ Feingold. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, Russ has a lesbian sister. They're from Wisconsin, and she complained to her senator brother about me a few years back, and he saw an FBI investigation of Bob Enyart Live. I don't know what he wanted to find out. But anyway, you can pick up the other one. Oh, there we go. Just gave him, told somebody in our studio audience something. All right. Hey. All right. Also, remember we called Gateway about their sexually promiscuous ads, commercials for their computers? Well, Gateway they canceled the ad. That's good to hear. What else are we going to talk about tonight? We'll take your calls, of course. But then Rush Limbaugh is smashing O'Reilly on the radio. And that, of course, is completely expected. Rush has been, you know, he's been established and he's been number one on radio for so many years now. But the funny thing is O'Reilly, the liberal, in May said on the Don Imus radio show that Rush Limbaugh had run out of gas. And so O'Reilly, his radio show was introduced in May with a lot of press. And he's so far, it's quite the failure. But, you know, Rush, he tends to be liberal too. But I think O'Reilly is even more liberal than Rush. And then in Washington, D.C., a Republican congressman is attempting to overturn a law that gives benefits, marriage benefits, to homosexual partners in the District of Columbia to their employees. So if you are a public school teacher out there, you know how many states we have in these United States of America. You know how many states we have? You think it's you take it for granted, people know, but with the public school teachers we have in this country, we have millions of people who don't know exactly quite how many states we have. Well, we have 50, and the capital is not a state. It's its own unique entity, the District of Columbia. We call it Washington, D.C. And they passed a law years ago, the local city council, that would give benefits to homosexual partners of their employees. And right after September 11th, the Congress allowed the law to become federally funded. And the lawmakers, the conservative ones, are saying, well, you know, we had no idea at the time that it was that this was in the law, that we'd be promoting the homosexual agenda. And I think it's funny that the congressman didn't know it, because we knew it here at Bob Enyart Live. We announced it. And we announced it at the time, contemporaneously. Public school teachers, you got to look that one up too. We announced it, and hey, it was a pro-homosexual law right after September 11th. So now I'm glad that this Republican from Louisiana, David Vitter, is working to overturn this law. And what do you think? You think George W. Bush will help this conservative lawmaker to protect marriage, in defense of marriage, and in morality? You think George W. Bush will help to protect the people who will grow up in that city and see homosexuality as completely acceptable? Even the government recognizes it and gives benefits to homosexual partners of employees. So, hey, I imagine George W. Bush is going to help overturn this law that gives benefits to homosexual partners, I imagine. Hey, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. All right, now, what else here? Oh, yeah, a conservative analyst, Peter LaBarbera, he's with the Culture and Family Institute, and he said it's unfortunate that this major advance in the homosexual agenda occurred under the Bush administration, because at the time we lamented the fact that George Bush didn't say one word in defense of marriage in the nation's capital. And this Peter LaBarbera, he added that they shouldn't allow fake marriages in Washington, D.C. Hey, how common is it to have benefits for homosexuals? How common is it? Pretty common? Pretty common, unfortunately. And according to this article, this is the Cybercast News Service that I'm getting this from, cnsnews.com. 8 states give benefits to homosexual partners, and 130 cities, 168 Fortune 500 companies, and 4,000 other companies, and 167 colleges and universities. That's definitely not a complete list. How many school districts? They're not in there. All right. And then Hillary Clinton, she got in a shouting match. She clobbered Senator Russ Feingold, apparently, because Feingold, along with John McCain, was the big advocate of campaign finance reform. And so Hillary was at a luncheon with Russ Feingold, a Democratic luncheon for senators to talk about toughening the regulations for campaign finance reform. And Russ Feingold, since it was his bill along with John McCain, he wants the regulations strengthened, toughened. And Hillary said to him, "Don't you know how they're going to sue you?" She said, "Russ, live in the real world. They'll be all over you like bugs." And talking about people who will try to sue senators for their campaign finance, raising money. And, you know, some conservatives, some Democrats, some liberals, some Republicans, for or against, the whole campaign thing, it doesn't work when people can push themselves to be the leaders. That doesn't work. Live commercial break. We're Bob Enyart Live is the show, and this is Bob. And I just made a point as we're going into the commercial break that people should not promote themselves as leaders. That's what democracy does. Leadership should not be something that people desperately seek, and they raise money so that they can be the leader. When you have that kind of system, you end up with the people who want to lord it over their neighbors. And that's a very bad human trait, to want to lord it over your neighbors. And that's what democracy does. How do you find out what is the correct position to take on things like the death penalty or farm policy or monetary issues? Well, the place to look is in the Bible. That's the place to look. The Bible claims to be the Word of God. If you know it's the Word of God, then you should go to it to find out what does God say about government. If you think the Bible is not the Word of God, you should go to it anyway, because it's the number one bestseller of all time. So you find out what so many hundreds of millions of other people are reading. And you can figure out, well, does that book make sense or does it not? So you can call us and order our monthly Bible study tapes. You call us at 1-888-8-NYART. And once a month, we mail out about 4 hours, between 4 and 6 hours of Bible study. And the cost is $24.95 a month. So you can call us at 1-888-8-NYART. That's 1-888-836-9278. Now, I also want to tell you about a video we have. The video we have is Get Out of the Matrix. Get Out of the Matrix is fun. I was invited into a college philosophy class to debate issues like truth. Does truth exist? How can you know things? Can you know anything? Are there such things as right and wrong? And the professor, I asked the professor, a philosophy college class, if it's absolutely wrong for a man to violently rape a woman. She couldn't answer the question. How's that one? She's qualified to teach kids, right? Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So we're looking forward to George W. Bush helping this Republican congressman to stop benefits going to homosexuals out of our tax dollars in Washington, D.C. We'll see if he does a good job. Now, we don't expect Vice President Dick Cheney to help out on this because on the vice presidential televised debate, he said that states have the right and that if there's nothing wrong with the state legalizing a homosexual marriage, if they want to do that, that's fine. Now, conservative Christians, which we were told Dick Cheney was, conservative Christians were fighting to defend marriage. Maybe you've even heard of the Defense of Marriage Act, where we were saying states should not be able to legalize, to recognize homosexual unions, that's despicable. But Dick Cheney took the other side on that. So I guess on this issue, we can't expect for him to help out. Hey, our number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. I wonder if anybody in the studio audience heard about this case down in Texas, Midland, Texas. Now, that's where George Bush grew up, right? Three teenagers put lighter fluid on one of their teenage friends. And apparently he was part of he was in agreement with this. He said, go ahead, spray. They videotaped this, and the videotape is in the possession of the authorities. And I guess they were mimicking an MTV show where they do really foolish, dangerous, stupid things that only morons would copy. But then again, it's mostly public school students who watch MTV. And so you've got mostly morons watching a show that only morons would copy. And so apparently this has happened in the past, and now it's happened again. The three teenagers doused their teenage friend with lighter fluid and then set him on fire. And he's still in the hospital with second and third degree burns over 60% of his moronic body. Now, this is called the gross national product. You know what that is? The GNP. Have you ever heard of the GNP, the gross national product? I went to public school. I don't know how many. I wonder how many people in the studio audience went to public school. Let me ask. How many of you guys went to public school out there? Okay. Everybody? All but one. Okay. Will somebody do an IQ test on that guy? Got to find out if he's smarter than the rest of us. I mean, talk about 4 years. I went to 4 years public high school. Talk about a complete waste of a person's life. What a shame. Anyway, these kids lit their friend on fire. I guess they thought, what did they think? And the kid did it too. It thought, be funny, I guess. And they videotaped it. So in MTV, they play to the moronic juvenile, junior high, teenage mindset. That's who they play toward. And of course, they've got a large audience of people in their 20s and 30s. Because in America, we tend to not grow up these days. Hey, you know, Gateway has had these sexually explicit TV commercials to sell their computers. And you'd think Gateway would be a company that, you know, they would respect women. I imagine women buy some of the computers. And you wouldn't think that they'd want to exploit women sexually to try to desperately compete with Dell. You wouldn't think it, but they did. And so remember, we called Gateway on the air, and we just called one of their salesmen. You know, the poor guy, he had no idea what was going on. We just called their 800 number and had to go through their, you know, press two if you have attention deficit disorder, press four if you've filed for bankruptcy in the last 2 weeks. So we finally got to a salesman, and we told them right off the bat that we're on the air in a few cities around the country. By the way, beginning Monday night, we'll be on the air also in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're excited about that, and we'll need your help, those of you in the audience, to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air. We need your help in a couple ways. One, financially, definitely. And two, you got to let liberals know. Now, we're on conservative Christian stations, and liberals typically don't tune in. And so it takes time for liberals to find out there's something to get very angry about on the air. And so you could tell your friends to tune in, to call in. You give them the phone number, 1-888-8-NYART. Let them call in 9 o'clock Eastern time, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. If you're listening a different time, it's possibly a rerun, tape delay. So anyway, we talked to the Gateway salesman and told him about the despicable ad and asked him to let his supervisor know. And now Gateway, they've replaced the ad. That, according to the American Family Association, I don't think that we were the only ones to call. I think they had calls and emails from about 400,000 people. So they dropped the ad. That was good. And also, the American Family Association, that's Don Wildman's crew, they asked people to complain to GEICO. You know GEICO, that insurance company? Because they were running ads on one of the filthiest TV shows out there. I won't even tell you the name of the show. But it's just a filthy show on a filthy network. And GEICO responded and told the American Family Association that they canceled their sponsorship of that show. So that's good. I mean, these are like baby steps. I don't even know that they're baby steps, because baby steps eventually become, you know, adult steps, toddler steps, kid steps, teenager steps, and then adult steps. And America is not going to get better, not under our current form of government. We're not going to become righteous. Our government will not become righteous. It doesn't matter who runs for office, who gets elected. Institutions, when they go secular, when they become perverse, when they become enemies of the gospel, institutions never get better. Jesus said you can't put new wine in old wineskins. When a university started by a Christian like Harvard and it's a Christian university, and then it becomes atheistic, and it outlaws God in its own realm. And they promote evolution and homosexuality and abortion and socialism. Do you think Harvard is going to become a Christian institution in the near future? No, I'm asking the people in the audience, asking the guys, the women, anybody, teenagers? No. Nobody thinks Harvard is going to become Christian. What if we all pray for it? What if we all pray for Harvard that it'll get saved? Oh, yeah, Harvard can't get saved. It's an institution. And Jesus said you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And institutions that are started by Christians, whether they be churches, a church, a hospital, a ministry of whatever type, a publishing house, a school, it's an institution. It's a structure that Christians put together to share the gospel with people. And so they think, you know, we're Christians. We know the truth about God. Let's start a hospital so that when people are in need and they come, we could heal their bodies and their souls. So they start Christian hospitals. And then after a few generations, they're atheist hospitals. And they do abortions there. And they give benefits to homosexual partners. So, and they don't like God much. In fact, if you have a baby at a hospital in America, if it's a boy, and you say, well, we'd like our son circumcised, they'll say, oh, that's child abuse. Don't do that. That's child abuse. And we had a doctor basically say that. Now, between Cheryl and I, we have 7 boys, 3 just in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, no. 3 in the last 4 years. We have 3, 4 and under, 2 in diapers. Oh, no, I guess Michael's not in diapers anymore. What a kid. You know, as you get older in life, you have to accomplish more to get people to applaud you. When you're 1 year old, when you're 2 years old, all you have to do is go to the bathroom properly, and people say, yay, Michael! But that wears off pretty quickly. Anyway, you have boys, you go to the hospital in America, and because it's cultural today, you say, well, we'd like our son circumcised. Don't you know he's a perfectly healthy young boy? There's nothing wrong with him. You're going to mutilate his body. It's like child abuse. And so I point out, I said, you know, and there are no health benefits to circumcision. There are none. It's not healthier to be circumcised. It's nothing like that. And I said that to the doctor, and she said, exactly. And so I said, so why is it, and that's true, but why is it in Africa, the tribes, the people, the cultures where they are circumcised versus uncircumcised, the uncircumcised peoples in Africa are HIV positive, and they have AIDS at a rate 5 to 10 times higher than the people that are circumcised. Why is that? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, there's no health benefit. We know that there isn't. As far as research shows, there's no health benefit. Why is it? And she said, I don't know. I've never heard that. I said, well, look it up. It's true. But here's why. Because circumcision comes with a set of social and moral values. It's a religious concept that when you get the whole package, it protects people from destructive behavior and it saves them from things, well, like AIDS. Hey, the phone number to call in to talk to us about which of our materials you might enjoy, if you're a kind of person who likes to read, if you like to see videos, listen to audio tapes, you call us at 1-888-8-NYART. And you might know exactly what you want. If you've been tuning in for a while, you might say, I want that book, The Plot. It's a manuscript, an unpublished manuscript. It's $29.95. Now, in the fall, we're planning on raising the price of the plot. But right now, it's $29.95, and it's 320 pages. You get an overview of the whole Bible. And if you open the Bible and read a few sentences, a few verses, maybe a paragraph, a chapter, people, Christians, even Christians who've been Christians for 20 or 30 years, they've told me for a quarter of a century that the Bible is so confusing. And there are hundreds of verses that seem to contradict. Well, in the plot, we list hundreds of those verses that seem to contradict. We list them. And we explain that the reason people think superficially that they contradict and that there's a difficulty is because they don't understand the overview of the whole Bible. Once you understand the overview, then the details make sense. When you understand the big picture, the better you know the author and what his message is, then you get the details. Like, the Bible is the best-selling book of all time. How many copies of the Bible have been sold? I took a course in a public school called Bible as Literature. And the teacher we had, now, I can't confirm whether the teacher was literate or not. I don't know if he knew how to read. I do remember having an English teacher on the show who did not know how to read. He was illiterate. Imagine that. He was an English teacher in a public high school. And he did not know how to read at all. He could not read. So my Bible as Literature teacher, I don't know if he knew how to read or not. He's a public school teacher, so flip a coin. I don't know. Anyway, the first day of class, I think his first sentence, he said the Bible's not the best-selling book of all time. It's the cookbook. And I just raised my hand and had to politely explain that he was lying. Hey, we're back. Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. So, do you think our government is going to get better? You can't put new wine into old wineskins. But do you think the government will get better? You can't put new wine into old wineskins. How about your state government, those of you listening in Massachusetts? Now, I wonder if people who live in Massachusetts know how messed up their state is. I wonder if people live there and they say, you know, our state is a real basket case. The state of Massachusetts. I mean, it's just where, you know, the Northeast tends to be more liberal, and so does the West Coast, of course, the left coast in the Northeast. Really, wherever there's the larger the population density, generally, the more left-wing, the more godless, the more people hate God and promote immorality and killing and stealing and lying. That's why Clinton's approval ratings were high in the Northeast and California, because Clinton is a lying fornicator, and he made other lying fornicators feel good about themselves, because they would say to their kids, see, you could be just like your mom and dad and end up the president of the country. So Clinton made lying fornicators feel good about themselves. So people in Massachusetts, and on average, loved him. High approval ratings. But isn't Massachusetts, isn't that where Barney Frank is from? Barney Frank? How do you even say Barney Frank's name and keep a straight face? Barney Frank. He's the homosexual congressman with the lisp whose boyfriend was running a homosexual prostitution ring out of Barney's apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, how's that one? And he's still in office from Massachusetts. And then we had, who did we have from Massachusetts running for president a few years back? Who was that? And his wife, the alcoholic. And they, and whatever, and whenever they, you saw trash in the gutter in Boston, they called it kitty litter. Kitty litter, because that was his wife's name. Yeah, that was funny. All right, hey, now let's talk about China, because Bill Clinton likes China. In fact, George W. Bush seems to like China. And Clinton would help out China, let them either steal or buy our nuclear technology. So China's got, they got a lot more nuclear warheads pointed at the U.S. now than they did just 6 years ago. And now, according to the Pentagon and Congress, China is selling weapons of mass destruction, at least components and technology and delivery systems. The United States government believes, both the Pentagon and Congress, that China is selling weapons of mass destruction to Middle Eastern states which sponsor terrorism. Oh, that's handy, isn't it? The Clinton administration transfers nuclear weapons technology worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the communist Chinese, and the Chinese help out the terrorist regimes in Iran and Syria, sharing some, not only nuclear technology, but biological and chemical weapons technology. You know, back in 2000, China pledged that they would stop doing that. But apparently they're still doing it. And they've also sold medium-range missiles, or at least the technology to build medium-range missiles or components to Iran, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Syria. And most of the technology is sold through Pakistan and North Korea. So all that's cool, right? Yeah, that's cool. All right. Hey, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. You know, California has a law that says if any product is sold with a chemical ingredient known to cause cancer, that it cannot be sold without a warning label. That's their Proposition 65. Their propositions, some states have initiatives, other states have amendments. It's when the people vote directly on the law. And that's democracy, and that's evil. Democracy is evil. It doesn't work. Democracy doesn't work for the primary reason being that people are stupid. People are stupid. And so if the people could write the laws, you will have stupid laws. And the problem is they're not only going to be stupid, they're going to be destructive. And so people want to lie and fornicate. So they elect a lying fornicator and reelect him, so that they can lie and fornicate and feel good about themselves. Now, in California, they have Proposition 65. And that law says if any product has any ingredient known to cause cancer in laboratory animals, that the product has to have a warning label. And if it doesn't, then the law encourages private citizens to sue the manufacturers and the retailers, and they could get a lot of money out of it. They could get $5,000 a day. I'm sorry, $3,000 a day while the deal is pending, I guess, until it's resolved. So there's a conservative group in California, the American Council on Science and Health, and they're often debunking the stupidity of the bogus science laws in America. And so they've taken on this one, and they're suing a major health food chain called Whole Foods Market because, for example, their whole grain wheat bread, everything made from wheat in the entire country has carcinogens in it. For example, acrylamide. Acrylamide has been shown to produce cancer in laboratory animals. And it's in everything made from wheat. So what's a liberal to do? Well, anyway, when you go into a health food store, they don't have warning labels on all their products saying eating whole wheat bread may give you cancer. So in order to show how stupid liberals are, this conservative group is suing Whole Foods Market to put a cancer warning label on all their products made from wholesome wheat. That's pretty funny. I like that. And they point out, the conservatives, they say, you know, when the liberals talk about acrylamide, they tell people it's in French fries. Don't eat French fries. It'll give you cancer because they have acrylamide in them. Whenever you cook wheat, you get this byproduct of acrylamide. And don't worry, you're going to die anyway, so just make sure your soul is right with God, and then eat and die. All right? Eat and die. You're all going to eat and die anyway. So eat, have a good time, then die, and don't go to hell. All right? That's the overall big picture. Now, it's important to be healthy so you could live a long life, so you could really, there are a lot of liberals. When I go into a restaurant, I tell the waitress, I have to eat healthy. There are too many liberals in the world. I've got to fight the liberals for as long as I can because liberals hate God. So I eat healthy for that reason and because we have all these kids growing up and I need to be around and do my best to take care of them. But you're going to die. One of these days you're going to die. Right? Doesn't God say that? It's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment. So you're going to die and then stand before God and you'll either go to heaven or hell. If you're a Democrat, you're going straight to hell. Democrats, straight to hell. Republicans, you get one question first, then you go to hell. So actually, it matters whether or not you're a Christian. Because Jesus Christ died for a reason. He died so that people who would trust in him could have their sins forgiven. But this stuff here, whole wheat bread has acrylamide in it, and it's going to kill you. Well, not really, but that's what the stupid people in California voted for Proposition 65 to warn people that because there's acrylamide in a whole wheat bread, they need a cancer warning on it. They should put a warning on it saying this product is low fat and therefore it may be dangerous to your health. That's what they should do, but not by law, just willingly. So anyway, The law, the Proposition 65, says private citizens could sue, and the conservatives say we call ourselves bounty hunters. Hey, I want to tell you about some of our videos. We have a video called Confronting an Atheist. That's a fun video. An atheist calls in and he says, well, I don't believe in God. And we talk about whether or not God exists. And the discussion goes very well. But in the middle of the video, in the middle of the debate, we inserted a skit that we did in Denver 8 years ago on TV with a high school teacher who died. He was an evolutionist. Atheist. He died and was standing before God on Judgment Day. And this video, this skit, it doesn't look like it's produced by Hollywood. It's just, you know, it was just fun to do and to try to think through how will an evolutionist defend himself standing before God. And you could get that video by calling us. It's called Confronting an Atheist. You can get that by calling 1-888-836-9278. The video is 1995. You can also get Megan's Call, where a young woman called in and she was a child killer, pro-abortion. And that was a rather intense video. You could get Terry's call, the video where a homosexual who hated Christians called in from Knoxville, Tennessee, and he had AIDS. And he no longer has AIDS. Remember that guy? Terry from Knoxville, Tennessee, the homosexual who hated Christians, called into the show, became a Christian, and now he doesn't have AIDS because he's in heaven with the Lord. He's been made whole. Amy's call. Oh, that was some show. Actually, that was two shows. Amy called in, and I forget how the topic came up, but about the gospel, and are you a Christian? And she said she was good enough to get to heaven. And what do you do with somebody who says they're good enough to get to heaven? You see, God gave us the law as a tool for evangelism because the law tells people how terrible they are, that they're sinners. And the law is a tool for evangelism. That's what the law is. Well, anyway, at any rate, you know what? When we come back out of this break, then I'm gonna finish the story. Hey, Bob Inyart Live here, 1-800-8-INYART on the web. We were just talking in a commercial break that aired only on the web, talking about our video called Amy's Call. And in Amy's Call, this woman called into the show, young woman, and somehow the topic of the gospel came up. And as I recall, you could get the video and see for yourself. You can purchase it from us. It's titled Amy's Call. But the gospel came up, and I said to Amy that to go to heaven, you need to be a Christian. That's why Jesus died. You got to believe in him. And she said, I'm good enough to get to heaven. She didn't have to become a Christian because she's good enough to get to heaven. Now, what do you do with somebody like that? How do you deal with a person like that? What would you do as a Christian? If you go to a nicer than God church where you can't judge anyone, then you're pretty much stymied. You're just, what are you going to do? You're a nicer than God Christian, and somebody says, I'm good enough to get to heaven. You can't condemn them. You can't judge them. You can't mock them. You can't ridicule them. You can't call them a name. Even though the Bible does all those things and teaches us to do all those things, you can't do it because you go to a nicer than God church. And so I guess it's just over. The discussion's over. Unless you're a hypocrite and you do judge the person and you say you're not good enough to go to heaven, well, then you're judging them. And if you think you shouldn't judge, you're in a real quandary. You should just take your hand and smack your face and ask God to help you wake up, get out of the matrix, and come into reality. So here's Amy, and she said on the show, Bob Inyart Live, she said, well, I'm a good person. Basically, I'm good enough to go to heaven. I don't have to be a Christian. So I realized, understanding the Bible to some extent, the overview of the Bible, that God gave us a tool to use at that point. What tool did God give us to use when people say they're good enough to go to heaven? He gave us the law. And the law leads men to Christ because the law teaches people how sinful they are and how destructive they are and how unloving they are, how selfish they are. The law gives, God said that he gave the law through the book of Romans. God said that he gave the law so that sin would become exceedingly sinful. And so I said to this Amy, I said, well, Amy, you think you're good enough for God. Let's tell us about your life. Let's see how good you are. And it turns out Amy was a slut. That's how good she was. She brought a child into the world without even having a dad, Oh, he had a biological father, but he didn't have a dad. She wasn't married. One of the most selfish things in the world a woman could do is have relations with a guy when she's not married, because that's cruel to do to a child. And I know most of us went to public school, and many don't realize if you have relations, you might have a child. But that's how God made us. That's why God said, only have relations within marriage so that you're not being cruel to your offspring, to your own sons and daughters. And for other reasons, but that's the main reason. So anyway, Amy, she said she was good enough to go to heaven. And I said, look how selfish you are to your own baby, that you brought a baby in the world without a dad. And you're having sex outside of marriage. You think you're good enough for God. In man's eyes, you're a slut. And you know what she did? She said, you blankety blankety blank, really filthy. And I should have put her on hold, but I real quick reached over to the phone and I cut her off. I wish I had put her on hold, but I cut her off in a panic. And the first point I made immediately was, well, Amy just proved that she is a tramp, because the way she speaks is not how a lady speaks. It's how a slut speaks, with a filthy mouth she has, but she's a filthy person. So then comes the calls from the Christians over the next few weeks. Christians who would never condemn a homosexual or a child killer, but who were irate at me for telling an unbeliever that she's not good enough to get to heaven. In fact, she's not even good enough to be respected by men. And they said, Amy, now, there's no way Amy will become a Christian now, Bob, and it's your fault. You ruined her chances of getting saved. I said, I thought you were a Calvinist. No. So I said, I have a different opinion. In my opinion, it's more likely now than ever that Amy will become a Christian, because finally somebody told her the truth. Somebody did. So we have this on video. It's called Amy's Call. A year later, we get a call. Now, we were on at the time, right now, radio, five cities. Well, as of Monday night, Indianapolis, South Bend, Rochester, New York, Springfield, Massachusetts, Denver, Colorado. Oh, yeah, and on the web on kgov.com, all via IRN, Information Radio Network. But at the time, we were on about 80 cities around the country. And it took people, they told us, months or even years to get through. A year later, we get a call, Amy from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Oh, by the way, that's where Russ Feingold, the senator, his sister lived, the lesbian sister. Russ Feingold, the Democrat senator's lesbian sister, lives in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and they had a petition going in that city to get Bob and Your Live kicked off the air by the FCC. Liberals are so tolerant, aren't they? And in a gay bar there, they had a picture of me hanging in effigy. You know, like a mannequin of me hanging in the gay bar. And then they had a picture of me and Rush Limbaugh dancing on a poster on a wall. So anyway, that was Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that's where I think we got a call, Amy from Kenosha. Amy in Kenosha, speak your mind. Bob, this is Amy. Amy. Not only did I remember instantly her voice, which I hadn't heard in a year, but over 10,000 people in the audience remembered instantly. We all knew who it was. Amy. Oh, boy. All right, Amy, what's up? You still a tramp? No. No, just asked her, what's up? Well, this is what she said. And you could get it on video. See for yourself. She said, Bob, I've been thinking about you every day for the last year. What you said to me. And she said, and I want you to know, now she was a little bit annoyed, but she said, I want you to know I've become a Christian. I went to my aunt's Bible study, and my aunt said, you have to be a Christian to go to heaven, and I prayed to get saved, and I'm a Christian now. I said, Amy, praise the Lord, you got saved. Are you still shacking up with that jerk? Oh, no, he's gone. Good, praise the Lord. Isn't that great? And then she apologized for the filthy language she had used. Now, I don't know that she had the maturity or the wisdom. She's a young Christian, obviously, less than a year, maybe a few months, couple months. I don't know that she had the wisdom to realize that I used the law that God gave as a tool to bring her to Christ. Because that's what the Bible says. The law is a tool to bring men to Christ because the law condemns them. The law says that they're guilty. The law says that they cannot go to heaven because they're not good. Think of the way people hurt one another. Think of the people you know in your life that have been hurt. And have they been hurt mostly by people who are close to them or people who are strangers? Mostly we're hurt by people who are close to us, mostly. And mostly we hurt others whom we're close to. And we do all this hurting in the matter of 80 short years. 80 years is quick. If you're in high school right now, you turn around once, you'll be 40. You turn around twice, you'll be 80. Start to turn around again, you're dead. That's how fast life goes. Life goes fast. And in 80 short years, look at the hurt and pain and suffering imposed on men by men in the history of the world. And then imagine eternity, because after you die, this is just the beginning of the rest of your life. Then you live forever at your permanent location. Right now, you're like on the porch getting ready to go into your permanent residence. And once you go in, you're either going to go into heaven or hell. But if we hurt each other so severely in this short life, imagine how we would hurt each other for eternity. That's why God says that he needs to create in you a new heart, a new creature, so that he'll be able to work with you so you can live forever with others who love God and love one another. And if you reject Jesus Christ, then you're in big trouble, because then God cannot work with you. That's what hell is for. Hell is the place where people go who don't want to live with God. And so Amy, she didn't know that we used the law on her. Now, was that unfair? We used God's law, which condemns her, and we said, Amy, you're condemned. You think you're good enough to get to heaven? You're despicable. Of all people in the world, you've hurt your little child the most, being so selfish and so perverse that you care about your own pleasure and you bring a child in the world without a dad. You selfish woman. What does the Bible call a woman like Amy? Well, if you read the King James, you might get kicked off the air. It's so vulgar what it calls women like Amy. But Amy became a Christian because the law works on the unbelievers. This Bob and here remind you to do right and risk the consequences. Right, right.